You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed, it is. A very good morning, boys and girls, and a big welcome to a brand new week. It is Monday, and we're whipping our way through February. It is Monday, the 19th of February. And let me see, what have I got to tell you today? Oh, I tell you what, just to remind you, in case you've forgotten, in case I'd forgotten, it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're here on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. And we're just a couple of minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll be sitting here entertaining you, going right through until 10 o'clock this Monday morning. Now, let's take a look. A couple of short birthdays we've got for you for this morning, February the 19th. Let's go back to 1473. Now, this is Nicholas Copernicus, who was born on this day. He was a Polish astronomer known for the Copernican theory, which is the sun is in the center of the universe. In those days, they'd kill you for that as well. Jose Eustacio Rivera, born on this day in 1888, a Colombian lawyer and a poet, now primarily known for his national epic novel, which was called, it was called The Vortex. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
No one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Go starting us off on this Monday morning, a great track from the 1960s and 1964, to be exact. It was released on the 24th of July, 1964. She's Not There. It was the debut single by the British rock band called The Zombies and written by their keyboardist, a guy called Rod Argent. Reached number 12 on the UK singles chart in September of 1964. Also, got good taste over there in the United States. Number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the beginning of December, that was. And in Canada, well, it reached number 2. Sticking with the 1960s, this is Love Affair, Everlasting Love. 6:30 after 7.
Hearts gone astray, deep in her. Just when you need me so, you won't regret. I've come back begging you. Won't you forget? Welcome, love we once knew. Open up your eyes.
There's one that I used to play then, and I'm playing it again. Yes, indeed. 1967 was when that came out, and July of 1967. Remember playing that? Of course, is Radio Charter. Everlasting Love, written by Buzz Kaysen and Mac Gayden. Originally 1967 hit for Robert Knight, but since remade on numerous times, most successfully that one we just played by Love Affair, as well as the Town Criers. They did a version, Rex Smith and Rachel Sweet as well. Carl Carton, Sandra, it's been done. You two have even done it, apparently, and Gloria Estefan. there we go. Yes, we're actually begging you. Do stick around. Please don't go. There's KWS. And tell you what, that is taking us, back to, disco era. That would have been sort of late 70s, early 80s, possibly that one. KWS and the time on The Breakfast Show, 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we are going to be with you through till 10 this morning. It is Monday. What do we do on Monday? We play a lot of music. Check in with Ingrid, see how her weekend went, our everyday story of country folk. Also with Yasmin, of course, here on The Breakfast Show. And I tell you what, I'm a little bit early. I'm about a minute early. But we're going to do it anyway. 40 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Early in the shower with you this morning. And let me see. What have we got? I tell you what. It's been the weekend. How many of you went out on Saturday night? Had a good time. Or Friday, for that matter. Bit of the old nightlife. There we go, yes, Alicia Bridges. And I love the nightlife. And well, that's about it. Time to get you out of the shower on your way this morning. And that was, what, 1978. Released as the first single off of their debut, or her debut album, which was just simply called Alicia Bridges. And went to number 2 on the US Billboard Disco Action Top 30, now known as the Dance Club Songs Chart. It was there for 2 weeks, became a crossover hit, peaking at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 and found worldwide success as well, reaching the top 10 in Australia, Belgium, Canada, Netherlands, South Africa, as well as making the reaching the top 30 in the UK. A little bit slow then, I think, don't you? CeeLo Green on The Breakfast Show, 18 minutes exactly after the hour 7. Satisfied. Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for Please the Music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-188-22. Got that? Say, siete, siete, uno, ocho, ocho, ventidos. Always want to hear from you on the show. Or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Intelligent people.
Just feel our feelings. Let's leave.
ago. This one is called Give Stupidity a Chance from the Pet Shop Boys. And we're going to take a little rummage around as well this morning, see what other little stories we can find for you. Keep you occupied, going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Here's one you remember. Have a count in first.
She keeps them always shunned on in a pretty cabinet. Bethany Cage, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Chris Job and Kennedy. At a time of invitation, you can't be kind. Caviar, cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer, queen, gunfire, agility. Dynamite with a laser beam.
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China, but down to gauge she might have been again incidentally interviewed that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer, queen, gunfire, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
The distance there, yes, the queen, of course, and killer queen.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, is Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, is Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday, 24th, Opera Pop with the tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedicí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED. Keeping an eye on the time, 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm moving.
Jerry D.
Knock, knock, I'm trying to be hiding away, but they know another in front of my face. Lord knows, I let them inside, she can help me now. Yeah, I didn't know they would drive me insane, controlling every single thought in my brain. No more, I won't go on and hide, gotta take them out. My head has been out of control. For too damn long, for too damn long. Yeah. Been begging, don't leave me alone. But you won't go, so you should know. You can try to break my bones, you can bring your stakes and stones, but tell my heart stops beating. I'm not. Try it all you want, but tell my heart stops beating. I got this
to believe in myself, but only no one else. So don't you try to seek any help on my own. I'll fight any demon inside. Better watch me now. My head has been out of control for too damn long. For too damn long. Try to break my bones. Yeah, you can bring your sex and stone, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you can try to break my bones. Yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got. Try to break my bones. You can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you can try to break my bones. You can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got this.
Oh, there we go. Two great tracks in a row. Now, we started off there with Sia, and that was Unstoppable, and following on, Malik Harris and Sticks and Stones. Now, when I was taking a little rummage around over the weekend, as I like to, and see if I can find anything new musically, I came across one which I hadn't heard before. I'm going to have to find out exactly how old it is. I think it's fairly recent. It comes from James Blunt, and it's called All the Love That I Ever Needed.
Am I looking older? 'Cause girl, you look the same. Did I see a sadness written on your face? One love, did I leave it too late? Realize that I didn't say the words like I should have done. I never felt
Good track. Not a new one. Well, not so new. 2023. Good grief, that would be old, wouldn't it? 2023, and it was the seventh studio album that James Blunt released. The album was called Who We Used to Be. Released on 27th of August, the album, back in 2023. He's still with Atlantic Records, and it is a good album, because I'm going to download it, because that's the first track I've actually sort of got of it. In fact, it's the fifth track off of the album, which was All the Love That I Ever Needed. If you're keeping on the time, exactly 10 minutes, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock, top of the news. We'll be looking at some of the local news at 8 o'clock, and don't forget, if you can't listen to it then, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock.
I give you my
Well, if you've been listening over the last week, you'll know that that is one of my favourites at the moment. I love it. Dion there, together with Danielle Nicole. I saw an album of hers over the weekend. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to. I Aim to Please is what it was called. Now, just having a little hunt around, see if I could find some stories that aren't depressing. John Travolta. Well, he celebrates his 70th birthday. The acclaimed actor, known for iconic roles and roles in films like Saturday Night Fever and Grease, celebrates his 70th birthday, reflecting on a successful career that includes a Primetime Emmy Award and a Golden Globe Award. So, very happy birthday to John Travolta.
Something she said has stuck in my head and I can't get away. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. You know what I find? I find a look at her face and there isn't a trace of doubt in my mind. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. Let her in my life. My head against the wall, I've been called, and I can't answer why. Why? Something inside, and it can't be denied, and I'm ready to try. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. Let her in my life. Gonna let her in.
There we go, yes, the nice young John Travolta there. That was called Let Her In. Written and originally recorded by English singer-songwriter, a guy called Gary Benson, and released as a single in 1973. It was covered by John Travolta in 76, and it was released as the first single from his self-titled second album. Travolta's version, it was a hit for him, did quite nicely, spent 5 months on the US Billboard Hot 100 and peaking at number 10. It also reached number 16, and that was on the Adult Contemporary chart, on the Cashbox chart. The song peaked at number 5 in Canada. Let Her In reached number 7 on the RPM Top Singles chart. Let Her In was released at the end of the first year of the 4-year run of Welcome Back Carter, in which Travolta was starring, or starred in. Right, well, that's it. Looking at the time, we're making our way up to the top of the hour, so without further ado, we'll take a little break and take a look at some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Wave. That's WAVED. No. How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, it's Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, it's Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday, 24th, Opera Pop with the tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974521416974521416974. 6974521416974.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my exes for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you said back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch, more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these
feels. Ride your cup and chase feels.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Calvin Harris, and that was called Feels. And let me see, it was Katy Perry, I think, was on there as well. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. That last one? Before I forget, Hall & Oates, Method of Modern Love. We are just coming down for 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I think, let's see if we can find out what Ingrid's been up to, shall we?
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Monday morning. Here we go. Wow, it's already raining up here. It's more than the Bajareque, but this is the wettest dry season I've ever seen in the past, I don't know, 18 some odd years, 20 years I've been living here. It's amazing. But then again, El Valle is always a little bit different, but it's been beautiful weather. Just stunning weather. Yesterday had some people come up from Las Uvas and just take them around to the market and everything. And there's just so many beautiful vegetables and fruits and all these plants. And it's nice to see that much tourism now in El Valle. But I'm glad when they leave so that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's back to normal. And Friday, then the vendors get their way and people start buying things again. It is amazing. It's so fresh. And that Bajareque is just, I go outside and I had to do a little doggy do duty because the gas tanks have to come today for the, to replenish our hot water system. So they have to bring in a couple of tanks and they roll in the yard. So I want to make sure there's nothing they're going to roll through and then roll it into my house. Stinky, stinky. No, thank you. But, we walked and saw, and the cook, she bought some plants while we were at the market. Some of these beautiful, I'll have to ask her what the names are. But pink and kind of reddish, big flowers. And I've got to get some chop stuff done here because this week we're going to start putting the new fence around. So we've got to chop down the old dead trees that are hanging around by the fence line. So there's going to be a lot of work. Today we'll have probably the fence line worked on, the garden worked on, the gas delivered. Oh, my goodness. It's like a very, very busy Monday. Yep, very busy. The weekend, again, was just divine. I hope you all had a good weekend. I know they're having a jazz festival out in Buenaventura, and one of our friends is out there volunteering. Plus, we had El Valle this weekend. So it was a very busy weekend for El Valle with all the people around, with all Spay Panama doing their thing. So anyways, everything is good here. I hope everything is good there. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Got our independence. Ooh, what are we gonna do with it? Learning to play different games. Already using different names. Cause now our love bears no resemblance. Ooh, to what we had before. It was all that we saw. When our love was good, it blinded us. Before this real revolution, baby, where you're not below me anymore.
Never, never love
can never be enough.
Never be enough.
Just ain't good enough, yeah.
Never, never love
can never be enough now.
Never be enough.
Oh no. So now we've got our independence. Ooh, what are we gonna do with it? Building the houses, claiming back the land, burning the bridges, cleaning up your hands. Cause now there's no resemblance, ooh, to what we had before. Now our love has something for the future. Now our love will grow the seeds to sow this real revolution, this good revolution, baby.
never luck
will never be enough.
Never be enough.
Just ain't good enough.
Never, never luck
will never be enough.
Never be enough.
Oh no, no, no. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la.
When our love is good, we have something for the future. Now our love will grow the seeds to sow this real revolution.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for play some music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? 677-18822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
Thank you.
There we go. That last one was from Haim, H-A-I-M, and Up From a Dream. Oh, there goes the old alarm clock. And before that, of course, it was Simply Red, Never, Never, Never Loved. And that's for Dinah, if you're listening this morning. I know how she just adores Simply Red. She really does. I've got to get her all the albums. Now, let me see, what have we got else? We're going to be chatting with Yasmin in a little bit as well, and find out what she's been doing over the weekend. Also, being Monday, and it's Music Monday, we'll take a look and see who was born on this day in the world of music. I know a couple of them, and they're quite good. And they both begin with the letter S as well.
It's 2 a.m., hear the cellular ringing. Got the curious feeling you're fiending for love, but the thing is, we haven't spoken for weeks. I love you bad, that's the problem occurring. Better love I deserve and I'm hurting, but sadly I worship every moment we meet. So you take and you take, cause you know you can. And I chase as you're chasing another man. Try to break, see your face, and I know that I can. A good actor, I hear your car in the driveway. Now you're tossing a rock at my window pane. Said I don't wanna talk, just go away. But you claw at the lock till I let you invade.
Roads, all my memories. gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home, country roads. I hear her voice in the morning as she calls me. Radio reminds me of a home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads take me home to the place that I belong.
Beautiful version of that song, Lana Del Rey, and Take Me Home, Country Roads. Of course, also made famous by John Denver, of course. Lovely version of that, Lana Del Rey, or Elizabeth Woolridge Grant, as she was born. Made it simpler by calling herself Lana Del Rey. Of course, American singer-songwriter. Her music really is noted for its cinematic quality, an exploration of tragic romance, glamour, and melancholia. Her frequent references to contemporary pop culture in the 1950s and 70s Americana as well. Her vintage Hollywood glamour aesthetic is presented not only in her music, but also in her music videos as well. Lana Del Rey. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making we are exactly sort of 18 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you did miss the news at 8 o'clock, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. Mums and Papas.
While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby. Because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Each night before you go to bed, my baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby, yeah. And they'll all fall apart.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Why I'm far away from you.
hits, and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Different faces living under queen and crown.
Peter can't be bitter,
and the church is bitter, but he can't know news. Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving. They've all got the London blues. Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving. We sat down, got tired of walking. We said we'd meet, it was so sweet. Then we kissed and gave up talking. Then we left for Old Bond Street.
Neither does he visit,
and the city scissors, but he cleans up.
There we go. This is an unusual one, isn't it? It's called London Look, and it comes from the Hi-Fis. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We are now 12 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Now, we mentioned earlier on it was John Travolta's birthday today. Some other relatively good news. I'm trying to find some nice new stories for you. James Webb Telescope team. Well, the team's inspirational journey. Well, the team behind NASA's James Webb Telescope has been lauded for their groundbreaking work in helping humanity explore the universe's origins, overcoming numerous challenges to achieve their mission. It's an interesting one. Heartwarming matches and connections. Stories of incredible connections include a couple born on the same day at the same hospital, finding each other on a dating app, and a mother connecting with a 5-year-old stranger after the loss of her son. Isn't that nice? Also, some advancements in mental health and conservation. The week in good news highlights positive developments in mental health, the preservation of axolotls, and the legacy of Jackie Robinson, offering a respite from a constant barrage of heavy news. There we go. Anyway, I'm doing your best. It's not easy, you know, finding good news stories out there. And let me see, that was the Hi-Fis, and that was all about London Look. Now, coming from that area, I think so anyway, Annie Lennox. This is called Honesty. There she goes, Annie Lennox, and honestly, that's brought us up about 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, by the way. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm Jerry D, sort of keeping you company Monday through Friday from 7 until 10 in the mornings. Another little thing here, some nice news, community and individual acts of kindness. From a bus driver ensuring that a student could participate in Pajama Day, to a Kentucky middle school employee's lottery win. Stories showcasing the power of community support and individual acts of kindness. That nice. Innovative programs for seniors and Parkinson's patients. The Oklahoma City Ballet offers free dance classes to senior citizens and those suffering from Parkinson's disease, providing them with joy and a new sense of mobility. You see, there is good news out there, and there's some good people as well. Of course there are. Let me say a very good morning to Marilyn. She dropped me a little line over the weekend to my favourite minister. Good morning to you, Marilyn. She said that I played a piece of music last week. It was a classic. It was called Amazing Grace. And believe it or not, it was sung by Dan Basque. And he is a metal, heavy metal singer. And to be honest, I only sort of caught the end of it. Could I please hear it this morning? Of course you can.
In grace, saved a wretch, I once was grace at all.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
No estás con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano. The Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, it's Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, is Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday, 24th, Opera Pop, with a tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 69745214. 69745214. 1-4.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Rowe started off with the Climax Chicago Blues Band and Mean Old World. Don't we know that? It's a fact, isn't it? And that one, Sister Sledge, I'm Thinking of You. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 22 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music. After that, we're going to come back and we're going to find out how Yaz spent her weekend. Also, we have a couple of S's born on this day in the world of music.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you, I didn't want to lie, started to cry but then remembered I can buy.
I do like Miley Cyrus singing about flowers. Yes, it's called Flowers, and I say Miley Cyrus. Time on the Breakfast Show, just making our way 26 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday. Mm-hmm. So far, so good, anyway.
Oh, yes.
But it's early yet. You never know. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Very nice. Mm-hmm. We went to... where? Yesterday?
How's your memory, by the way?
I don't remember what I did on Saturday, actually. But yesterday we went to Town Center in Costa del Este.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They had a little dragon celebrating the Chinese New Year. So, yeah.
A little dragon.
Yeah, it's not the regular one, the big one.
Mm, it's a dragonette.
I don't know how they call them. But, yeah, and it was around the whole mall.
Oh, really?
People
yeah.
following them.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. That's
yeah,
great.
It was good for kids, you know. Yeah.
And you followed it?
No.
What else? Anything else exciting?
No.
You heard from Ian?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, that's right, because you told me he's gone to Amish. An Amish place.
In Pennsylvania.
Where they have a big sports center, apparently.
That's the Spooky Nook Sports.
The what?
Spooky Nook Sports.
Spooky Nook Sports. Okay. Perhaps writing isn't one of their best...
So he was so excited because it's a huge place. So I googled it and it says it's the largest indoor sports complex in North America.
Really? Wow, that's saying something.
Yeah, I saw some photos and it's huge because it has hotels inside.
Wow.
They have areas for different kind of sports. So it's amazing. He was really, really, really amazed.
So he's going to be playing volleyball, right?
No, my friend's son was playing volleyball.
Oh, and why isn't Ian playing volleyball?
Because Ian is not part of that team.
Why not? He's been there a few weeks now.
That's not enough.
Because does he play any? I mean, I know he really enjoys volleyball. Does he play any other sports or?
He have done a lot of sports, but he loves the volleyball.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, good. So he'll probably get on the team just before he's about to leave.
I don't know.
Oh, wonderful. Good for him. Good for him. And because he's... how about the studies? How's that going? The English?
Well, good. Just that today they are free. They're celebrating.
Oh, yeah, it's President's Day, isn't it?
So it's going to miss the class today.
That's a tough life, isn't it, really?
Or it's a free day, or if it's snowing.
What do you remember about going there? Not going to school, really.
I know.
Oh, it was a great experience for him.
Oh, yes.
No, that's it. I mean, because has he travelled much? I mean, apart from, you know, have you guys travelled a lot? Have you been to Europe and things like that?
Who?
You or Ian or whatever.
To Europe? No.
See, that's
just America.
Just America. Okay, well, that's not traveling, really.
No, America and the continent. American the continent.
But, no, it's... I was very, very lucky because, you know, I came out the Air Force... or joined the Air Force when I was 16. And from then on, I mean, I spent... as you know, if you listen to the program, my sort of first overseas posting after training and everything was to the Middle East. And it's funny because with the problems they have now with Yemen and things like that, believe it or not, in those days when we, because I was based in a few places, Bahrain, Sharjah, and Mazira shortly, just moving the operations up to Sharjah. But we were tactical signals, so we'd go out in the desert and all sort of thing. But we used to be, they used to have them in Aden. They used to be in Aden. And because they were having troubles in Aden, even back then, in Yemen. So it's nothing new. But I went there, then, of course, I went back to the UK, Strike Command, and then I spent 3 years in Singapore. And then when I came out and I started working in the city, I was so lucky because I had a job. Which I used to have to travel a lot for business. So I've been very, very fortunate in traveling many, 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 many places around the world. And it gives you such a different perspective, you know, when you intermix with other cultures and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, this is a step for Ian. Perhaps the next trip will get a little bit further and go to Isla Grande. a great experience for him.
Yeah, exactly.
You miss him?
Sometimes.
No, not really. Who?
Yeah, but the thing is that most of the time he was at the school and playing volleyball.
Yeah, yeah. So you were Uber.
Yes.
Have you met my mother, Uber? I gave her 5 out of 5 stars. And no tip. wonderful. Now, so let's see, because I know we have a couple of people born on this day in the world of music, and both of them begin with the letter S.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And which S do you want to start?
Okay, with the older one.
Okay, that's me.
No, that's a Smokey Robinson.
It is.
He was born in 1940. American singer, songwriter, record producer, and former record executive. With The Miracles, he had the 1970 UK and US number one single, The Tears of a Clown.
Mm-hmm.
As a solo artist, Robinson scored the 1981 UK number one and US number two single, Being With You. He became the vice president of Motown Records in 1972. During the course of his 50-year career in music, Robinson has accumulated more than 4,000 songs to his credit.
My God, he must have been singing all the time.
Yes.
Well, the one I've chosen is not on that list. It's one of the ones I like.
Okay.
Smokey Robinson, Just to See Her. Robinson and Just to See Her. You remember that one, yes?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Nice one, isn't it? One of my favourites from him. And now we were talking about which is the weekend, but what do you have this week?
Oh, well, for today it's a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what it's about. It's about, let me see.
It's a conference about pressing?
It's about sports.
Oh, it's about sports.
BAFF Panama, Sports and Fit Festival.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're going.
Yes. That's my topic. It's a sport event and wellness. It's the biggest one in the region.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the first time here in Panama.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be the conference center or...?
No, at Hotel Sheraton.
Oh, that's where you got your press conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good.
So I'll tell you more tomorrow.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a busy week. I was just looking because you've been busy writing on the on the board for this morning, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
We've got... let me see, because you sent me some info. Let me just get it up here on so I can tell everybody. We've got tomorrow... In the 8 o'clock hour,
mm-hmm.
Martenomi Noriega.
Yes.
She's a visual artist who was born in Panama. And she's developed social and cultural projects on a national and international scale. She's taught workshops in England. Good for you. About time somebody taught them something. Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Malaysia. And she'd painted murals in several countries in Latin America and Europe. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Because she painted a mural here, didn't she?
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about that. So it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. And also we've got tomorrow, we've got Luna Yena Tamboris. They're mm-hmm. coming up with their latest event. So we're having Senor Hidrovo.
Exactly.
He's coming in to chat with us.
Yes.
He always brings a drum for me to play with. Which is
hopefully.
Well,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then Tuesday we've got Andres with the movie review and also... Monica from Cool FM mm-hmm. is coming in to join us as well because she's got a part in a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Must be a small part. And then we've got AMSOC coming in. They were supposed to come in the other week, but A, we had no internet,
uh-huh.
and B, I wasn't too good either. So they're coming to chat with us about that. Thursday we've got Alex, all being well, we've got to confirm that. But also we're talking to you quite a bit about Salotto Italiano.
Mm-hmm.
And Antonio from Salotto is coming in to chat with us because they have some great music. Christina, myself and Neil, we went there on Friday night
mm-hmm.
and had the timber jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very enjoyable. Great food too. So we'll be chatting with Antonio on Thursday. Friday, I'm going to go to sleep. Friday's Music Friday, of course. And don't change that, Yasmin. No matter how much people try to bribe you. So, yeah, we have got a busy week, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we'll finish early this morning. I'll go and have a lie down. So, okay, so that's that. Now, we do have another S born on this day in the world of music.
Oh, yes, the next one is Seal.
One of your favourites.
Yes, he was born in 1963, British singer, songwriter. His real name is Henry Samuel, singer and songwriter. He had the 1991 UK number 2 single Crazy,
mm-hmm.
and the 1995 US number 1 and UK number 4 single Kiss from a Rose, that's my favorite. His 1991 self-titled album spent 65 weeks on the UK chart. Seal has won multiple awards throughout his career, including 3 Brit Awards. He won Best British Male in 1992, as well as 4 Grammy Awards and an MTV Video Music Award.
Oh, he's been busy, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
And your favourite is A Kiss from a Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play something else then. No, I'm not. Kiss from a Rose and happy birthday to Seal.
That when it snows, my eyes become loud and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose.
There is so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels. Yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Yes, happy birthday, Seal. Kiss from a rose. That's a bit of a thorny thing to do, isn't it? Get a little prick from him. Anyway, look, it's R&R time on The Breakfast Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what R&R time is on The Breakfast Show?
No.
It's not rest and recreation. It's Renee and Rick time.
Oh, yes.
They always come in at the last minute, don't they? You must really get up earlier in the morning. Good Monday morning. Dumped snow here all day on Saturday. We have over a foot and a half of snow, and we love it. Now, how things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when she was moaning about the snow?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So pretty. So Rick borrowed the neighbour's snowblower, so no shovelling for me. Until it breaks down, at any rate. And there's some nice pictures. There's some nice pictures of the dogs taking Rick for a walk,
uh-huh.
And they've got their coats on, which uh-huh. is a good idea. And some geese.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely geese because they're too big to be ducks. And but some pretty pictures. Look.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Pretty pictures.
Oh,
there's
wow.
no business like no business. So it's always good to hear. Enjoy your snow then.
Oh yes.
Yes, because Renee is making the most of it.
And because here is too hot.
Yeah, we don't get much snow here, do we?
No.
No, I've noticed that. But don't worry, when the snow is cleared, you better pick up the pine needles. You'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
At what time is your press conference, yes?
At 3:30.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. you've got plenty of time. Then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, enjoy your day. We'll hear all about it tomorrow.
Yes, thank you.
And to Renee and Rick, enjoy your snow. Make the most of it. There we go, two in a row, bringing us out of this morning's breakfast show. This last one, that comes from Mr. John Mayer, and half of my heart. The one before that, in actual fact, it is one of my favourite songs from Star Sailor. It wasn't released as a single. It came off of his album, or their album rather, Love Is Here, and it was their debut studio album. And it was released on the 8th of October in 2001. It was on Chrysalis Records. So a great album from Star Sailor, that one. After finishing their lineup, a positive review from New Musical Express stated started a bidding war between record labels that eventually saw the band signed to EMI following the making of some demos. Fever and Good Souls were released as singles. That was on the 4th of February 2001. And 23rd of April in 2001, respectively. The band recorded their debut album at Rockfield Studios. That was with producer Steve Osborne over the course of 6 weeks. So I love that track, though. That was, as I said, that was called Poor Misguided Fool. And that's it. This poor misguided fool is calling it a day. Let's say our thank yous for this morning. Of course, a big thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, there in El Valle. Apparently, she said they've been having quite a bit of rain. Well, let's hope that there's more rain there in the interior to fill up those lakes. We desperately need it, don't we? So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the studio. A couple of people born on this day in the world of music, Smokey Robinson and Seal. And that's also part of the background information that Neil gets for us here on The Breakfast Show as well. So big thanks to Yasmin, also doing our social media work, etc. And Neil Danby, our co-producer, who gets us quite a bit of the background information we use on the show. Thanks to the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, who get us up and running. They'll be shutting us down in a few minutes. And also, let's say a very, very big thank you to you lot out there, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you, same time tomorrow. What is that? 7 o'clock, of course. So please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow, do it carefully. You know what we say? What I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.